In a few minutes, a former Trump economic advisor explains why he jumped into cryptocurrency. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. It's not often that you hear of technology breakthroughs compared to the first flight of the Wright brothers, but that's what Google's calling its development in quantum computing. Google researchers published a paper in the journal Nature today claiming to have achieved what is called quantum supremacy. Marketplace's Justin Ho is following this. I'm not assuming you've acquired all the math here, Justin, but what are we talking about?
The basic claim here is that this thing is not just a little faster than a normal computer. Google says their quantum processor can perform a task in 200 seconds that would take a modern state-of-the-art supercomputer today 10,000 years to complete.
200 seconds is under 4 minutes, but a competitor doesn't like the comparison?
Right. Some of this has been bubbling out for a few weeks now, and IBM took issue with that 10,000 years comparison. They assert that current technology could do that same calculation in 2.5 days, not 10,000 years. And IBM also said Google's experiment was designed to, quote, implement one very specific quantum sampling procedure with no practical applications.
All right. But I mean, that's the question here. If this catches on, I mean, what might be some practical implication?
Yeah. In the long term, experts think quantum computing could be applied to medicine, for instance, improving medical imaging, diagnosis. Also stuff like optimizing investing portfolios, and maybe they'll get the weather forecast right. One of the biggest concerns is encryption. You know, if the biggest companies and governments around the world might fall victim to an attack if one of these things is pitted against them. But still, Google CEO said the whole Wright brothers comparison is apt because their first flight only lasted 12 seconds. But still, it showed the possibility that a plane could fly.
Justin, thank you. This morning, the construction and mining company Caterpillar reported profits that missed expectations by a lot amid concerns about the global economy. Just one piece of what is developing into a quarterly profit reporting season this fall. Without an overarching theme at this point, let's consult the head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors, Susan Schmidt. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was just looking at one of the big industrial companies, Caterpillar. What do you make of that in the context of some of these other profit forecasts that we've been getting?
Well, Caterpillar's results did miss. Analysts weren't too happy about that, but the stock recovered somewhat after the fact. We are getting a mixed bag of results thus far. We had a couple big disappointments yesterday, but overall, it's too early to tell.
All right. What about the U.S.-China trade war? The next round of negotiations is supposed to happen.
Trade starts to perk up interest in the market, even with earnings going on, because CEOs are talking about it and talking about what these tariffs might do. So we continue to have that as a topic of discussion. And importantly, the trade with China, some positive commentary there that I think is lifting the market overall and allowing that to have some optimism.
Positive in the sense of some momentum towards some kind of agreement. That's what the market would regard as positive.
The market thinks any discussion that leads to some sort of conclusion is positive, particularly when it involves postponing tariffs, removing tariffs, and actually having a conversation that might lead to some clarity.
Susan Schmidt at Aviva Investors, thank you so much.
Thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is on Capitol Hill, and in just a couple minutes here, he will try to push for a new digital currency called Libra. Some lawmakers see it as money laundering on a stick. Facebook says Libra could help people without bank accounts in rich and poor countries join the digital economy. And despite skeptical regulators, Libra is one of many. A former economic advisor to President Trump, Stephen Moore, has gotten behind a new one called FRAX, F-R-A-X. The plan is for it to be tied one-to-one to the U.S. dollar, so in theory, its value won't jump around like a ping pong. Mr. Moore, welcome.
Hi, David.
So this new thing is designed, at least, not to swing around in value like, say, a Bitcoin. But what do you think it's good for?
The big one out there that's been out there for many years is of course, the Bitcoin. But that has been, jumping up and down in value over time. And we think what FRAX will do is provide people with a very stable currency that is reliable but not run by government.
The people who like cryptocurrencies are motivated by, all sorts of things. But one subset of the boosters are folks of libertarian leaning.
Yes.
Like that cryptocurrencies exist outside the government's monetary system. Is that part of your personal attraction to this?
I was wondering if you'd ask me that question, because the answer is yes, I am pretty libertarian. The fact is that, I have been skeptical of central bankers and their ability to deal with crises. And oftentimes I think that central bankers cause the crises rather than alleviate them. I see one other benefit to this, which is I think this will have a disciplinary effect on central banks, that if they try to, devalue their currencies or the debauchery of currencies that's gone on, people will abandon government currencies and they will move more and more towards these cryptocurrencies.
As a practical matter, you could use it for anything if this really takes off. You could buy a magazine subscription online or go buy an ice cream.
Absolutely. Anything that you can buy on the internet. And by the way, that's virtually everything these days. And look, one advantage, you might ask the question, well, why not use dollars then? And the fact is people want privacy. Now, then the objection has been, well, this is going to be used for money laundering purposes and by drug dealers. And our attitude is, look, 99.9% of people who use currencies don't use it for illegal purposes. They want to use it as a means of exchange, but they also want their privacy and they don't want the government knowing every transaction that they make. And I think that's one big attraction to people of using a currency like FRAX over using the dollar.
Stephen Moore, Chief Economic Officer of FRAX. He wrote the book Trumponomics. This spring, President Trump had said he would nominate Moore to serve on the Fed, but Moore later withdrew from consideration. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.